everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
For over a decade, a part of my daily routine has been to gather the latest agricultural news, interviews, and other things that catch my eye and weave them together into what's known as the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Over the years, the list of subscribers has grown, and the kind words you've shared with me almost every time I cover an agricultural event amazes me. Farmers, ranchers, folks in agribusiness, and leaders in government service have all said they look forward to each morning's update and find it of value. FFA members and others have told me it helps them better understand the issues important to farming and ranching. If you receive the daily email that we send out weekday mornings, thank you. If you don't receive it yet, you can join our email family. You can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, and looking at the top of the right-hand column. You'll see there the ads of our sponsors of the daily email. Under that, you'll find the word subscribe to the daily email. Click there, and you'll be set to stay on top of the latest farm and ranch news. The only cost? Consider supporting our sponsors when you can. The Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
All right, well, welcome back. Strong gains were seen in hog markets today, offsetting late morning pressure that developed in cattle trade. Early triple-digit gains seen in live and feeder cattle markets continued to be offset by light volume and uncertainty based on concerns of another pullback developing through the complex. Corn prices were higher in light trade today, July corn futures about 2 cents higher. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones is 7 points lower, NASDAQ up 21 points. In live cattle, futures pulled back from early gains with most contracts holding losses. June futures led the market losses with a 60-cent downturn. Activity continued to develop throughout the day, although price movements remained choppy throughout the rest of the session due to a lack of overall consistency of trade volume as well as direction in the market. Cash cattle markets still silent today with bids and offers generally undeveloped. In feeder cattle, buyers quickly pulled back this morning, moving from strong early triple-digit gains to narrow losses by midday. The early losses seen in the complex allowed for traders to back away from the potential of moving to new contract highs once again, with buyers now starting to focus more on the longer-term concerns setting into the complex. And grain futures were mostly a little better today, trying to bounce back from Monday's sell-off. Meanwhile, corn prices tried to firm after an attempt to move higher eroded after the start of trading in Europe. July futures kept to an inside day after breaking Monday below their 200-day moving average and support line off of three-week lows. Soybeans were steady to a little lower ahead of the morning break, with a pop ahead of the open in Europe failing to hold. July futures, though, were able to hold yesterday's low. Finally, wheat prices posted modest gains this morning, moving near overnight highs as the session wound down. The July soft red winter wheat contract filled its downside gap from last Monday's surge, but the hard red winter wheat contract held. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.